Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all our listeners. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mudiwa Gavaza, and for today, we are talking about what's going on out there in the property market and how consumers have been faring. And to help us to unpack some of these issues, we are joined by Marcel Dutoy, who is the CEO of a residential property platform, Lead Home. Marcel, greetings to you.
Good day, Mudiwa. Good to be with you and thank you for the opportunity.
No. Thank you for taking your time to be with us. I think a good place for us to begin before we get into what consumers are experiencing in the property market just a little bit. Can you talk to us about Lead Home, what you guys are doing and some of the innovations that you guys have been able to come up with?
Absolutely. So Lead Home is a very proudly South African tech-enabled real estate agency. We've been around about 4.5 years. We are the fastest growing estate agent in South Africa. And the main reason that we are so high growth is the fact that we use technology to underpin our business and make our agents so much more efficient. Lead Home has been a pioneer in challenging the status quo in residential property transactions. And what we do is we provide certainty and transparency to consumers by using live data to understand the actual value of properties. We employ a huge amount of agents across the country, and we've effectively got two offerings. We've got a fixed price offering, which allows you to fix the price that you are going to pay to sell your house, which is usually in the range of around 40,000 Rand per excluding VAT, or we allow you to have a much more high-touch, superior service, which is in a commission-based model. But I guess what this all comes down to is the fact that our agents sell about 4 times the number of properties compared to our traditional peers in the market. So we sell around 3 properties a month, whereas our peers in the market sell around 0.6 properties per month. And it's all down to the incredible technology that we have built in-house to make the consumer experience much better.
You know, when you're talking right now, you started off the conversation talking about the fact that you guys are the fastest growing agency, property agencies in the country, but also ending off talking about how technology has actually enabled all of this. So do you sort of count yourself as a technology company or as a property company?
We're a property company. So what's really interesting is if you think about a bunch of the high growth tech businesses out there, Uber, Airbnb, etc., what they actually do is they build technology that make the consumer's life easier and better, and the people actually use it to make money to enable them to be more efficient. At Lead Home, it's exactly what we do. We build our own technology to make our agents more efficient and to provide a much better consumer experience. And we see ourselves as a property company first that's enabled by technology. And really what we try and do is have the best agents work for us to give the best consumer experience and look after the consumer's interest first. But it's all underpinned by this technology that we build in-house.
And speaking of that consumer, could you give us maybe an idea of what the typical Lead Home user is like? What type of person turns to, you know, Lead Home? Is it the normal run-of-the-mill person who's just looking for a house or a good deal? Do you find a certain type of person, you know, turning to the technology, or is it people that are frustrated by the traditional process?
It really is everything that you just mentioned. I think, firstly, our consumers are not run of the mill. They are all awesome. We love our clients. But I guess if I summarize it, it's mostly homeowners. The average property that we sell is around the 1.6 million rand mark. We operate across the country, but we're very active in the Johannesburg area, Johannesburg North, East Rand, West Rand, and the South. And it's people who are really disillusioned with the way things have been done for the last 30 years. I think when you think about an estate agent, unfortunately, we do not have great reputations. People think of an estate agent the same way as a second-hand car salesman. And I don't think that's fair. I think a good estate agent makes a massive contribution to looking after your biggest asset and really is there to hold your hand during the course of this highly stressful period. So we like people who like technology, but it's not a prerequisite. In terms of home buyers, our website is definitely in the top five most visited property websites in the country, and it's because we've got a huge amount of properties on our website. What makes us, you know, from a technology perspective, a great place to come and visit leadhome.co.za is the fact that if you're a buyer and you want to go see a property, you can book to see the property right there and then. You know, traditionally you have to call the agents, you struggle to get hold of them, it's a bit of a process and backward and forward. Using our technology and our platform, you can log into our website. You can choose the property that you like. We're going to give you a range of times. You click a time that you want to go see the property, and literally within 1 minute, you've booked yourself into a viewing with the person that's going to show you the property. So really, we use technology to make the buyer's experience much quicker and more efficient, and in line with, you know, the on-demand delivery that we all expect these. And then from a homeowner's perspective, we look to enable our home sellers to get the best price for their property and walk away with the most amount of money they possibly can.
Now, coming back to, you know, where we maybe began this conversation, the consumer, the one that, you know, you said, you know, they're not run of the mill, but that consumer that you are talking about who is using Lead Home, how have consumers actually fared in the property market over the last maybe 6 months or so as we've moved through the various levels of lockdown? Has there been any response or any shift in the market that have correlated with, you know, maybe a stepping down of restrictions, or has it just been a completely bad time for consumers as a whole?
It's been absolutely fascinating, Madiwa. In the last 6 months, you can really break down into two tranches. The first 3 months, which is March to June, or March to end of May, shall I say, which was during the lockdown. And during that period, there was no transactions or very few transactions actually being concluded. The basis of any residential transaction is the fact that a buyer needs to come and view a property. And during lockdown, when we couldn't facilitate home viewings or host home viewings, we just couldn't get buyers through properties. So as much as we tried technology, 3D virtual tours, video tours, all that stuff, unfortunately, it just didn't translate into sales. And it makes sense. You know, people didn't want to go visit strange houses during the lockdown. But really, after the 1st of June, the property market has seen an incredible boom. The Saab decision to drop interest rates to a historical low now of 3.5% on the repo rate has made huge impact on consumers' choices to buy property. So July, August, even into September, we've seen some record numbers with buyers looking to invest in property. And there's been three main factors that's influenced the home sales over the last 3 months. One is Saab's interest rates and the fact that we are sitting at historical lows. Secondly is credit availability. With Saab injecting liquidity into the market by buying bonds, it's really given banks the firepower required to issue more home loans and being open to issuing more home loans. And then thirdly is the fact that lockdown has put a huge amount of strain on homeowners in terms of family and work-life balance. So we are seeing a huge move away from people needing to be close to the office. People are looking to sell their properties and buy larger properties where there's maybe a bit more space for the kids so the parents can work, or a property where there's an extra room that can be converted into a study. So lockdown has certainly changed the behavior of homeowners and the desires of homeowners, and we're seeing this reflected in the market. So it's really a positive environment to be in as an estate agency. And the fact that we've got the Saab supporting liquidity has made all the change. So from a property perspective, yes, the consumer is under pressure, but I think the consumers are reacting a little bit differently. They want a bit more space. They want that extra room. They want fiber internet, which is a massive request at the moment. And it's a bit of a perfect situation for the property market.
It certainly does sound like it's a bit of a perfect storm for the property market, like you said. But I want to, maybe bring you back to something that you touched on, a couple of times there, and that was that interest rate. Could you maybe give us a practical example of what maybe a million rand loan might have looked like pre-COVID and where we are now, just based on how much interest rates have fallen?
I'm going to have to do some math behind the scenes, unfortunately. I don't have a calculator on me at the moment. But I mean, certainly from an interest repayment and a capital repayment perspective, about a year ago, interest rates were around the 10%, prime interest at around 10%. Now it's at 7%. So, a 30% reduction in terms of your repayment, which makes a big difference. It also allows people to buy a little bit more expensive house. The moment your repayments goes down, you can afford a little bit more over the long term. I do need to highlight one point though, is what we've seen very clearly is that banks are issuing home loans at higher interest rates relative to prime than they did in the first quarter this year. So when we look at our data across thousands of transactions, it's very clear that banks in Q1 this year, banks were issuing around 54% of home loans below prime, so prime minus 0.25 or prime minus one or whatever the case may be. In Q3 this year, it's actually dropped to 27%. So the bulk of home loans are now being issued at prime plus instead of at prime minus. And that does raise the question whether banks have repriced fundamental risk in South Africa. And it is something that the consumers need to keep in mind. That just because your absolute interest rate might seem low over the course of the next 10 years, clearly your interest rates will go up again, and then your repayment's going to go up as well. So it is a very important point to note.
Speaking of fundamental shifts, one of the trends that you did highlight just now is the fact that some people are selling their houses in favor of maybe, wider or more space or a bigger house because you have maybe children, spending the whole day at home, virtual learning. You have parents in some cases also, spending less time in the office and converting maybe a room or something into that home office, so you need to be as comfortable as possible. How much of that do you think is a fundamental change that will be with us in the foreseeable future versus maybe just a reaction to what's been going on this year?
I think it's a fundamental change in the way we work. So what's been fascinating to see is big organizations in the country moving to remote work in a very short space of time, and then realizing that actually, one, employees prefer it. Number two is that productivity has not decreased. And three, that it's really good for the bottom line. I think a lot of companies are starting to realize that, yes, you still need a level of physical office space, but you don't need that as much as I think people always thought. So commercial property is in for a significant depression over the next short, 3, 6 months to 5 years. I think is a fundamental change. And as companies become comfortable with the employees being remote, either most of the time or all of the time, it allows people to buy houses actually in areas that you want to. So, for instance, especially from the Joburg market perspective, we're seeing a lot of people selling up to move to George, Knysna, to the Midlands, because it's still quite easy to get to Johannesburg, which is the where the bulk of the main business activity is. But it allows them to be in an environment that they actually want to be, and they can still perform their jobs to a very high level. So, my personal view is that it's a fundamental change. I think property prices, kind of close to the main metros, are going to come under pressure, and I think it's going to be great for smaller towns, coastal cities, and I think it's going to be great for the employees.
And as lead home, are you guys seeing any opportunity in, because you mentioned just now that you are anticipating that commercial property is going to come under pressure, especially on the prices front. Are you, as lead home, seeing opportunity? Because there's been this ongoing discussion about turning certain commercial property or office buildings in particular into, you know, converting, you know, certain what used to be office space into maybe a residential property. Do you see any opportunity in there, or do you think it might be something that's not really taken up?
There's a massive opportunity. So I think when you look at large metros, there's going to be a lot of buildings, large buildings, it's going to become empty. You know, if you look at the Sandton area, Johannesburg, Pretoria, there's certainly going to be a lot of opportunities for new developments, and we've been engaging in various of those. The fact of South Africa is that there's still a huge inequality in housing, and we need to enable better housing for more people and drive equality throughout the country. And this is a perfect opportunity to do that. So, yes, we see a massive opportunity in that. And we certainly, it's our view that over the next 3 years, we're going to see more and more of these developments coming online that repurposes old large scale commercial buildings.
And then the other one, especially on that, you know, repurposing, for people that may turn to you as someone who's been in the industry and they are holding on to a commercial property at the moment, what type of advice are you giving to people that are in those positions?
I'm very glad to say that we don't operate in the commercial property space. We're focused purely on residential. Firstly, from an outsider's perspective, I think you need to acknowledge the trends that is going on, which is remote working and that becoming a fact of life. And so I think you need to act very quickly to see what opportunities there are. There's still certainly margin to be made in the repurposement, and I think there's a big demand for residential property. I mean, we can see it in our numbers where it's record sales at the moment. So I'd say move quite quickly, be decisive in your business, and pull those levers at your disposal.
Because I have you on the phone, there is something I'm quite curious about. And it's technology. We spoke, quite a bit in the beginning about how technology is enabling Lead Home to do what it does. There's been an interesting trend that I noted, especially May, June, and it seemed it was really something taking off in the States. It had always been there, but because people were stuck at home, it seems it became more of a thing, and that was virtual home tours for prospective residential property buyers. Have you seen maybe similar trends in the local market, or is that, or do people still want to go and physically see a house or a home before they make that all-important purchasing decision?
It's a very good question. So what's really interesting is that South Africans' consumer behavior is so different to the States. So when lockdown started, we'd been really intensified our efforts to make virtual tours available. There's different kind of tours. You can have the 3D tour, which takes photos inside, and you can do a virtual walkthrough, or you can do video tours, which is somebody taking a video and walking through a property, or you can have a virtual video tour, which is you on the other side of the phone, like a normal FaceTime call. The reality is the South African consumer prefers to go and see property. I think there's something about seeing the property, being able to really see, I don't know, the cracks in the wall yourself, or the environment, or the way the sun falls into the sunroom. I think South Africans as a people. And so we've not seen the demand for 3D or virtual tours increase at all. We've been following international trends quite closely in the US and the UK. There has been a slight uptick, but as lockdown has ended, nothing replaces you actually going to see the property. Good photos, attracts buyers. And then once you do like a property, you really want to go see it. We've tested it. It's quite unanimous in our view that virtual tours are not the way the South African consumer right at this moment prefers it to be done. But that's also not to say that it changes in, you know, 18, 24 months time when people are a little bit more used to these kind of technologies being to the fore. So we'll continue to invest in them. We continue to think that it's a great way to get exposure, but really nothing beats the ability to walk into the house, to understand the feel, to get really that gut feel of a property. And it is a wonderful thing, a property. Well, the moment you walk in it and you really like a property, it's a feeling that you get in a gut feel, and through your technology can never replace that.
And also, you know, on that front of the technology use, I wanted to maybe get a sense, because we spoke a little bit around what the consumer behavior has been. As Lead Home, do you guys have any stake in the rental part of the market?
We do. We are very active in rentals. Rentals has been, it's been also a tale of two cities for rentals. So as interest rates declined to record lows that we find ourselves in now, the rental market certainly has taken a big hit. What we saw in the first quarter of this year was that rentals were doing really well. I think there was uncertainty in the economy and the interest rates were high, and so people preferred to rent. But as the interest rates have come down, those tenants with good credit scores seize the opportunity to actually build wealth for themselves and invest in an asset that's leveraged, which the bank will lend you the money for, which means you can build equity up for yourself over time instead of paying off somebody else's mortgage through the rent. So the flip side of the really booming property sales market is that the rental market has taken a massive hit under a huge amount of pressure. A lot of the good tenants with good credit scores have opted to buy, especially a lot of first-time buyers who wants to build wealth for themselves. And it's left the rental market under significant pressure. Rentals are coming down, yields are coming down. And unfortunately, you know, the pool of good tenants to choose out there is just less. But it's a cyclical market, and we know these things is cyclical, and the tide will turn again. But right now, rentals is a difficult place to be.
Yeah, no. Let's hope that the cycle does turn and give some reprieve to all of those rental property owners, at least in the short to medium term. But as we end off the discussion, Marcel, I wanted to, you know, maybe get your thoughts on your position in the market. You guys do have this duality as a technology, but you know, you see yourselves as a property market first. How has your positioning been received by the rest of the, you know, property agent market? Because we often hear about the word disruptor when we are in conversation about companies like Uber, and I can imagine that you guys may have been, you know, maybe given, you know, similar descriptions, maybe similar adjectives have been used for your own business. So in terms of your place in the market, how have you been received? How do you see yourselves?
We're quite a young company. We've only been around for 4.5 odd years. And, you know, I don't like to think of ourselves as a disruptor. What I like to think about is that we really are fighting for the consumer. The reason we entered this industry was because we felt that, or I felt, and my business partner felt, that there was a real lack of focus on the consumer and doing what's right for the consumer. Traditionally, the estate agency industry is really unclear. It's obfuscated through your commissions, and it's obfuscated through you don't know what's going on and what does the agent do for you. And really what we're doing is we're building a company that fights for the consumer and focuses on giving the consumer the best experience when selling their house. When you sell your house, normally it's a really tough situation. It's death, distress, divorce. It is debt. The very few times selling a house is actually a positive life move. And therefore, you know, it's up to us, and we take our responsibility to focus on the consumer and giving a really good consumer experience. Sometimes we get it wrong, like most companies do, but we really, that's our aim. And the industry, as we see it, is one that's never really focused on the consumer. It's focused on the franchisor that needs to be paid, the franchisee that needs to pay, and the agent that needs to be paid. And there's a lot of cost that sits into those business model structures. And at Lido, we've ripped out all those costs. We're a technology-based estate agency that has the best agents to, we want to charge you as little as we possibly can to give you the best service, but get you the best outcome. So how's the market received us? Well, our consumers have really supported us in a great way. As I said, we are growing at a phenomenal pace and will continue to do that. Our competitors have not embraced us. I think we've disturbed the easy profit-taking nature of this market and really focused, have them focused on the value that they actually provide to clients, because at the end of the day, it's all about the client. And so bringing it all back to your question, we don't see ourselves as a disruptor. We see ourselves as a company that focuses on really providing the best consumer experience, and we're going to try our damnedest to do that. And sometimes we don't get it right, but most of the times we do. And it gives us no greater pleasure than to help a homeowner get a really good buyer for their property and allowing them to move on with their life. So that's us.
So that's been us with Marcel Dutoy, who is the CEO of a residential property platform that is Lead Home, giving us some insights into what their business actually does, the way that they've been able to use technology, to leverage technology for their property business, to become one of the fastest growing property agents in the country. Also just giving us some insight into how consumers have been affected in the property market, have been affected by COVID-19, and some very interesting insights, especially around the fact that people are selling their homes in favor of going to live where they want, because there's now a greater flexibility in where people can work and where children can actually learn. And he was sort of telling us about certain parts of the country, such as Knysna, where people, you know, from Gauteng are choosing to relocate. Also just talking about you know, how they've been able to somewhat change the typical business model that was used, and also just giving us some insights into what the rental property market has looked like.
This is Mudiwa's Take.
Very fascinating conversation with Marcel, particularly around some of the fundamental changes that are going on in the property market. I think it's quite telling what he's saying, that some people are choosing to take advantage of the flexibility that's being allowed by remote working and remote learning, and choosing to actually live where they want to be, not necessarily where they need to be. And it's one of those thoughts that makes you think about a city like Johannesburg, for example, because for a long time people have said some of the big, I guess, you know, for professionals, some of the hubs of activity is places like Sandton, like Rosebank, for example. And people have tended to live maybe in the north and shied away from neighborhoods like Fourways, bemoaning, you know, some of the heavy traffic that's seen on roads like William Nicol. But right now, even if you do work in Sandton, for example, and you live in Fourways, living in Fourways doesn't seem like that much of a big deal, because as long as you're working from home, then you don't have to struggle with the morning traffic on William Nicol or the afternoon traffic that builds up after 4 p.m., for example. So that also gives you, you know, that flexibility. And it also makes you think about your budget in a different way, because if you're not spending money on, let's say, fuel that you normally would have spent, you know, going to and from work, that's money that could be used, for example, to maybe get yourself a bigger bond or find yourself a bigger property to live at. So all of these things, all of these behaviors, marked changes that have resulted as a result of COVID-19. What will be interesting to see is how much of this behavior is still with us in let's say 18 months to about 2 years' time. And especially if you go about some of the results that are being given in terms of the vaccine trials, if you know, in the best case scenario, we have a vaccine for COVID-19 in the first half of next year. Then by 2022-2023, will people still have these same mindsets? Where we will be? We keep talking about the new normal. Is the new normal going to include some of those factors where a person can choose to live really far away from where they work because they can work from home? Only time will tell, but until then, we remain hopeful and we hope that you and your money are being invested wisely. So thank you so much to Marcel, and that brings us to the end of this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. So remember that you can find our latest podcast on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter, where hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you to our amazing team. Our producer is Paige Muller, together with Mashemaete. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail, and this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So for myself and the rest of the team, it is good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.